Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week. This week's been all about how Jesus is perfect and holy and resisted temptation. When the devil tempted him with wealth and power and freedom, Jesus resisted. Now, it's easy to say Jesus is perfect, but it can also be discouraging. When you hear Jesus is perfect, maybe it just highlights for you, you know what, that you aren't. Or that others around you aren't, that we're not in a perfect world. And maybe it just discourages you and you say, oh, is it even worth trying? Of course Jesus was perfect, but what about me? So recognizing Jesus' perfection doesn't have to be discouraging. It can actually help us recognize the first step, that we actually have a problem, that God has created all these great things for us in our world, and yet we take them and we abuse them. We use them different ways than God actually intended. We can do this with all kinds of things. We can do it with the resources we've been given, like food, like money. We can do it with things like sexuality. We can do it by turning plants into drugs. We can do it by taking anything good that God created in this world and using it to hurt others, to hurt ourselves, or to distance us from God. Now, that list of examples and, you know, a much longer list of examples we could make up of all the different ways we can abuse what God has given us, they can really all get distilled down to those three things we just looked at, that we saw Jesus being tempted to compromise his relationship with God for. The three things were wealth, power, and freedom. When it comes down to it, that's often what we're looking for. Wealth, power, or freedom. These three things and all the other things we can pursue in this world instead of a relationship with God, they're all things that God has actually already given us. As we explored earlier this week, God has already given us resources. God has given us power. God has given us freedom. Satan has nothing to offer Jesus when he tempts Jesus to compromise on those things. Jesus already has those. Humanity already has those gifts from God. It's a question of whether we're going to use them for God's purposes, or whether we'll fall for Satan's lies of shortcuts, quick fixes. Because he really has nothing to offer except what God has already given us. So if the idea of Jesus being perfect seemed a bit discouraging, I hope you find encouragement in it now, knowing that you're not alone. You're with all of humanity and having fallen short of using every single resource God has given us perfectly in the way God intended. Not a single human being on earth has lived a perfect, holy, sinless life. Except that one guy, Jesus. In this story, we see it. We see him resisting temptation. We see that he was perfect and holy and sinless. And the fact that we can't be could be discouraging if that just meant we needed to try harder, fix ourselves. But instead, what this story is really meant to show us is that he has taken the test for us. He can pass that test that we never could. It's not a matter of us trying harder. We can't do it. But Jesus can, and Jesus did. And so instead of pursuing trying to make ourselves perfect, we try to follow the one who is. And let him take that test for us. Let him deal with sin, deal with evil, and deal with their consequence, death. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He dealt with the consequences of sin and evil. He dealt with death. And he made it so that death had no power over us anymore, despite our sin, despite our imperfection. He used his perfection to make us perfect, even though we're imperfect. That's what makes all the difference. Jesus lived that perfect, holy, sinless life, but he didn't keep it to himself. He sacrificed it for us. Even though we didn't deserve it, even though the consequence of our sins should be death, Jesus, who's the one person who never deserved death, actually willingly died for us. He took the punishment we deserved so that we could have life. In doing that, he's offered us that renewed relationship with God that we were originally created for. And all that God gave us as part of that, that freedom, that wealth, that power that God gave to every human being. That's what Jesus offers back to us. A restored relationship with God, in right relationship with all that he's given us, with others in the world around us, and with the world itself. Those are all the things that Satan offered him. But Satan had nothing to offer. And Jesus offers us those today through his death and resurrection. And they are actually his to offer. So wherever you're struggling with being imperfect, wherever you know you've fallen short, given into temptation, or wherever you're feeling tempted today, let this story not be an example of somebody perfect who you'll never be like, showing you how imperfect you are, but rather let this story show you that there is someone who has already lived that perfect, sinless life for you. You can turn to him who took that punishment for you so that you could live instead. So here's your challenge for today. What offers are in front of you right now? What is it? A job, an investment, an idea, an opportunity to cheat, a lottery ticket? What does God say about these things? Search an online Bible for this topic, whatever is facing you right now, whatever offer is tempting you, and see whether it fits with what God has already given us and promised us in life, or whether it contradicts it. How can you use God's words in the Bible to shape your response to this offer that's tempting you right now? Well, I hope you'll discuss that with some friends, neighbors, fellow commuters, colleagues, whoever in your life you're sharing our challenges with. Share that with your group, discuss how you're going to try to put that into practice, and then I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.